Right. So are we really waiting for him then to drop a deuce? That's right. That's the In case you're wondering why the podcast is not starting quite yet, it's because we're waiting for Damon to drop a deuce.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain? Betrayed desires. And I.
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I ain't drunk tonight. Thursday night games are the worst idea the NFL's come up with since the decision to pretend like they care about player safety. Which is ironic, because, well, I think you actually see the irony, right? I mean, be mad, be pissed, but also be optimistic about the rematch, because the Falcons barely beat the Saints with one arm tied behind our backs by the referees, the other arm constantly getting injured every other play, and one of our legs getting taken out of the game very early. All that, and they barely squeaked out a win against us at the last second at home. So take all that into consideration and ask yourself, what do you think's going to happen when the Saints are healthy, have a more fair officiating crew at home, and now harbor the anger and revenge factor that the fan base and Sean Payton uses quite often to essentially send teams home crying with a major blowout? So take that for what it's worth. Saints are still in the driver's seat for the NFC South, barely. And we only have a few weeks remain where anything could still happen. We're going to talk about all that. Put your seatbelts on. Keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times. And enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
On the drunk scale, I'd say it's probably a 2. On the anger scale, I'm still at a 13.
Whew.
I haven't been this angry at a game in a long time. And it hasn't...
Well, it keeps piling on, right?
I thought it would subside with a few days going away, but it hasn't gone away.
All right. Damon, welcome to the show. How you feeling?
Oh, not too good, Jeff.
No. This is your perfect one where you say, I'm pissed off, Jeff. How are you?
Right. That's what I expected.
I've gotten over the pissed off, you know. Look, we kind of like what you said. Look, man, we're still in the driver's seat. You know, all we have to do is win. Just that simple.
But is it, though?
Yeah, yep, we'll fucking
yep,
win.
Yep. Yeah, if we win the next 7 games, we win the Super Bowl.
Before we get to those, you know? Let's talk about the one on Thursday night that got everybody so upset in the game recap. Who wants to start? I mean, pick your topic du jour here. Was it the referees? Was it the injury bug? Was it Kamara is the key to the offense? Is it we don't have any playmakers besides Kamara?
Yes. Yes to everything you said.
It's everything.
All right. That's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our... But go on.
First off, Thursday football sucks. It just does. It sucked the whole time. I get... you know, the NFL makes a shit ton more money doing it. But if you're going to do that, they need to stretch out the season and give every team a bye week before a Thursday night game. That's the only thing that makes logical sense.
Well, you give them a bye week before, or you give them a bye week after?
No, you give them a after.
No, I'm sorry. The after bye week is after you go to London. That's right.
Right, right.
Another stupid fucking move.
It's just the whole situation. Just everything tumbled. Yeah, everything tumbled together into just that.
And with all of that, we still had a chance to win.
It breezes until we make throw that awful decision, yeah.
Until we throw an interception.
And clearly, you say what you want to say about all the other bullshit that happened. An awful decision by Breeze.
Yeah.
To throw that pick.
Yeah.
It's not like he was open at one point. He was covered the entire time.
Right, which makes me believe that throw is that play. There's no check. There's no nothing. It's a time. It's boom. You just throw it. Close your eyes and throw it.
And I mean, if he checks down, I think Ingram had some space. We might have been able to score. And I just, it was frustrating. Because even after everything that happened, we were right there. We were, we went forward on fourth down. We got it. We got all the momentum. And you're like, okay, at worst, we are going to tie this game. There's no chance we're going to lose it the way we did. And just.
Right. Oh, I never saw that coming at that moment. And again, I think that's where a lot of the pissed offness came, you know, because I was pissed off at the game, pissed off. And then, okay, all right, we're still going to do it. We're still going to win. We're on the, what, 7-8 yard line, 6 yard line. Okay, we're going to win, you know, a minute 35. We have plenty of time. You know, actually, I'm saying eat time, you know. Eat
right, so
time.
I had 2 timeouts.
Right. We didn't eat them. Eat it. I mean, one of the...
Well, we ate it.
Yeah, we ate it, all right. You know, and then you throw the ball.
Ugh.
I don't know. Where we be, you know, I don't know. Fudge.
Yeah.
Man.
And that's at the end of the game on top of everything else we had witnessed the rest of the game to already get us a
deal. Right, right.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what to say. And then did y'all see Dean Blandano come out and give his NFL, you know, his response? And he said something, he said, well, you know, there were definitely some questionable calls that you know.
Oh, you think so, doctor?
Right. Oh, thanks. Really? Oh, yeah, my bad. Right. You know, so basically, you know, oh, my bad. Oh, my bad.
Are we sitting here and accusing the officiating crew of blatant bias or just incompetence?
Just incompetence.
Okay. Because, I mean, you know what I mean? Do you want to be the guys that say, oh, the referee's, it's rigged?
No, it's not rigged. It's not, but it gets incompetent. Again, it's with the whole NFL, this whole, you know, player safety. And look, protecting the quarterback isn't about player safety. Protecting the quarterback is about protecting the highest paid guy on the field.
And your stars. You know? Right.
Right. Protecting you. That's what that is. And I understand that. You know, protect your investment. But some of these calls, you know, son of a bitch, dude, on a third down, you better make sure that call is 1,000% right. You know, there has to be a mechanism that on third down, that officiating isn't changing the game, and that third down penalty, the you know, asshole Ryan ran into the line, you know, and he got pushed and he fell. I mean, that's not
roughing.
No,
roughing. Right.
No, it was part of the larger issue. Some
right roughing, you know, the passer is, in my opinion, is when they take an extra step after,
yeah,
a second step after the ball's out and pelee the quarterback.
Now it's turned into if you hit the quarterback.
Right.
Period. End of sentence.
Right.
And that goes back into the whole game, the distressing fact of the game.
Here's an unfun fact.
Nine first downs by penalty.
Right.
Nine.
That's insane.
The most in 20 years. 9.
Ridiculous.
And shit called their way. Shit wasn't called our way. I mean,
right.
Cam Jordan getting held. Michael Thomas getting held. Nothing. On one of the first you know, first drives of the game, Michael Thomas got held in the end zone. Nope, nothing. Nope, that looked all right to them.
Now, look, I mean, I guess we shouldn't go off into a whole why the officiating sucks in the NFL.
Let's talk about why the Saints' offense sucks without Kamara. Jason, you hit it on the head a few weeks ago when you said this offense doesn't have any playmakers. And we were like, well, what do you mean by that? And we're talking about receivers, and that's the key. And specifically, it is about receivers who cannot separate themselves. Our receivers cannot get open. That's why Drew Brees is always in the situation he's in. That's why we don't have I don't feel confident on the passing game on the critical third downs. Look, it seems to me like every other play is, I mean, if it's not Ingram or Kamara, it'll be Michael Thomas maybe, or
it's in a little Ted Ginn, but it really shows the absence of Willie Snead this year and how, I mean, last year.
And the tight end.
Well, yeah, that too. We have zero tight ends, capable tight ends on this team. It's such a huge deficiency
Brees
that we have.
Three options to throw the ball. Defenses are going to start. I mean, they're keying in on that.
You know, you need Brandon Coleman and you need Willie Snead. You need Snead. Like, that's the biggest.
Do you? Is it that there's a problem with Snead and Coleman or is it a problem that Brees just isn't looking for him? I mean, Coleman catches things that are thrown at him. Coleman's not bad. Is it just that he's not open?
Well, maybe Brees isn't. I mean, look, back then, look, we had pretty good receivers, not elite talent, but Brees was able to make them great.
Well,
is it possible that he can't necessarily do that anymore?
Exactly. Right.
Now, I'm not saying that Brees isn't good anymore, but in terms of, I mean, he was able to make average receivers look fucking phenomenal.
What's changed other than he's older?
Yes, he's 38 years old. Yes, shit changes. You know?
You're sore from painting the house and pressure washing the house, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, shit changes. When you start getting older, little things change. Now that Brees isn't still one of the best in the league. I mean, the bastard, you know, is leading in
passing percentage.
You know, he's accurate. He makes good decisions despite that last pass in Atlanta.
Right.
He does. He really does, irony. You know.
Yeah, I mean, that throw he made to Thomas down the sideline was fucking gorgeous. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, talk about that, huh?
But it's a combination of both of that. We don't have the skilled position players that we
had. But look, this is the time. I'm not saying bashing. I mean, but this is the time to look at our warts. You know, our warts. We've all complained about how sometimes Peyton likes to get a little too fancy. He just can't help it, and you know, I mean, the man is offensive genius, but son of a bitch. I mean, I bet you if we sat here and went through him, we could find. 8 games over his career that we could have won if he wasn't so fancy. And well, trying to do jet sweeps with a fucking, you know, a 6'4", right, you know, slow tight end. Not even
tight end.
Yeah. Right, a tight end with what? You know?
This game in particular, we ran the ball. I'm not counting the Brees sneak on fourth down. 14 rush attempts to 35 pass attempts.
But again, is that because Kamara went out? And again, talking about players, the concussion. Oh, he was fine. He could have played. Leave him alone.
But we had the issue where Fleener got concussed and we didn't take him out, you know, the week prior. I wonder if that maybe factored in, like, being overcautious about.
But why not in the third or fourth quarter? Why don't you be like, oh, fuck it. We got to put him in.
Well, that's not. Just not that. Once he's out, I mean, they did it at halftime. He's like, no, he's not coming back.
I don't understand the whole rules on the whole concussion protocol. So,
well, neither does anybody else. You see, Tom Savage got destroyed, and he came back in the game. Looked like he was having a seizure on the field, and he came back in. Nobody knows. It's all bullshit.
So who makes the decision? Is it the Saints that make the decision?
Saints have to make a decision.
I don't like the decision.
Well, but isn't there supposed to be an independent doctor on the on the sideline making
it. It's part of the NFL collusion. The officiating crew, they put a former Atlanta Falcon on the officiating crew.
Yeah, that's again.
And then they get an independent doctor say that our best offensive player is not allowed to play.
That's all bullshit.
Did Tom Benson not vote for Roger Goodell's extension? Is that what happened?
Arthur Blank pushed it.
It's the other way. Yeah.
But, no, I mean, look, and going into the game, clearly Kamara is a huge part of our offense. So we game planned all week with Kamara, then he goes out, and then we're kind of left kind of stuck. Now it's a coach's job.
We didn't game plan all week. We had 2 days.
Well, okay, we game planned
all week. We had to fly, you know.
Yeah,
right,
right. But, and look, we only rushed 14 times. You know, we should have run more, especially at the end when we had the time. But it's also, I mean, look, I think the Saints had the least amount of offensive snaps of any game all season. Because the Falcons went on long fucking drives, aided by 9 first downs by penalty.
Right.
But the Falcons really controlled the ball, and we didn't have a lot of snaps.
No. All right.
Anything else you need to say
about the game? Because I am going to move to look at them tweets, which has more game.
A lot. Go ahead.
Stuff. Yeah. So, all right. Then let's. We're in look at them tweets. Speaking of the running versus the passing decision, Nick, NRG, this was actually, I think, on game day. Thank you for electing to throw the ball and completely ignoring the fact that you have probably the best rushing offense in the league. No need to run out the clock while trying to score that game-winning touchdown, right? So,
no doubt, because that's what I was thinking. I said, fuck, we're going to score and give these bastards a minute 40 seconds to go down there and score again. And I believe they had 2 timeouts also.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we were running great all game. I mean, they were stacking a lot of guys in the box, but especially like towards the end, you had timeouts, you had time. At least run once.
Well, again, injuries, people, you know.
And I do think, I mean, I get, you know, I think the Saints weren't trying to play for overtime and trying to win, because considering all the injuries they had, they just wanted to get the fuck out of there and be done with.
Right. No.
And not injure anybody else.
I'm not bitching about, you know, going, you know, being aggressive and going for the win. Shit, you're inside the 10-yard line. Yeah, you go for the win. You go for the touchdown.
Go for it on the ground.
It was an awful throw by Bruce. I mean, inexcusable throw by Bruce.
No, it was a great throw. Actually, it was just a terrible to the wrong person.
It looked very good.
It was very tight. Yeah, I mean, that thing was just zipped in there. I mean, I'm quite impressed.
I mean,
Deion Jones bites us in the ass again.
Well,
you know, I believe I read the stat that was only Atlanta's 3rd interception all year long.
Just rub salt in the wound there.
Yeah,
all right, Ash Pimble, a couple of tweets. I'm going to read them back to back here. Not really a question, the first one. And I just missed Paul the Tagliabue. That's what he said there.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
And yet this motherfucking replacement gets a $200 million contract. It's... God.
This one from Ash Pimble. The defense kept us in that game with 3 interceptions and 3rd down stops at the Falcons' offense. Why isn't the offense clicking? And don't blame it on because we did not have Kamara. But you know what, Ash? But I am going to blame it on that.
I mean, we've already just talked about how big of a... I mean, it stinks, but that's how big of a presence he is on our offense.
Right.
He's our offensive MVP. As good as Ingram's been...
He's the league's offensive MVP.
Right. And what we...
At least rookie.
What you don't realize is when a player like that is off the field, he's your decoy in a lot of ways, too.
Right.
The defense has to make adjustments for him. So when he's not on the field, or when he is on the field, he's helping everybody else.
Right.
He's helping everybody on the offense. Now,
he's not touching the ball. Right.
Even when he's not touching the ball. The defense has to shift coverage to make sure that he doesn't burn him in the ass.
Because one of the first plays of the game, he got out on a screen and ran like 30 yards.
Yep. Right.
That would have been the rest of the game if he wouldn't have got hurt. It reminded me so much of the Pierre Thomas injury in the San Francisco game.
And look, this is the angriest I've been since that game.
Because it's one thing to lose.
The angriest you've been about football, or the angriest you've been, period?
The angriest I've been about a Saints game.
A little bit of both.
But you've been angry. It
might be. Well, I don't tend to get very angry.
No, you don't. Jason's very easy.
But before you move on from Ash's a tweet, isn't it funny how he spells defense and he throws a C in there?
Yeah.
So I guess that's the British way of saying defense. Because I saw the tweet, and it, every time he says offense. Defense and he throws a C in there, it's like, oh, that's just cute.
or maybe he gets the moron again spell.
I think he's talking about defense over there. He's actually from South Louisiana, from Lafayette area. He said, you go paint defense.
He's kind of like the Damon of their show. He tends to get pretty angry and riled up.
They have a podcast?
Yeah.
Send me a link. Somehow they're going to find it. Listen to them.
All right.
UK Saints podcast. Pretty simple.
What is it?
UK Saints podcast.
Well, come get my phone and figure out how.
I'm not going
to. Come get my phone and figure
Damon,
out how.
Damon, keep in mind, Damon doesn't even listen to the Dome Patrol podcast. Now he's going to go listen to the UK Saints podcast. All right, Big Easy Guy, John, what worries you most about the last three games? Injuries, the Falcons rematch, or the trap game in week 17?
Injuries. The Falcons are going to walk into a fucking buzzsaw on Christmas Eve. Those fuckers are going to get their ass handed to them.
Oh, yeah. I think
so. Don't worry about that. We're going to hand them their ass. I can't wait for that game.
The crowd alone.
Peyton will embarrass these guys in the Superdome. Yeah. Mark my words. We're going to embarrass. We're going to run up the score.
And that's kind of the good thing that came out of everything that happened this weekend with the game and with all the other bullshit, Peyton lighting the fire, with fucking Cerullo being hired in the NFL. It's like, I'm to the point where just like, fuck everything else. Fuck the NFL. I want to go scorched earth on the rest of the league and leave just destruction in our wake.
I do too. My fear is we don't have the talent to do that on offense.
Without Kamara.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is, I think we're going to have Kamara.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, he was in concussion protocol. There's going to be 10 days between, well, especially the Atlanta game. I mean, you know, I'm talking about next week against the, the Jets. Yeah. I mean, come on, that's going to be 10 days, right?
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, he'll.
That point being, if you are, take the last four games, if you are going to lose one of them, wouldn't the first Falcons game be the best one? It would have been the Jets.
It would have been the Jets, an AFC opponent.
Yeah, well, I'm
classic Jets.
No, I'm already resigned to the 3 or 4 seed, not the 1 or 2.
I don't know. With what went down this past weekend,
with
we wins? Could
yeah.
get – well, I mean, well, I think Philly's still going to get the
Wentz
one.
Going down or with what went
no,
down?
With the Vikings losing.
Wentz down. And with Wentz going,
I get, you know, and so maybe. Look, so I think this is one, and I don't know if it was y'all too, but this is why seeding is so important. You have Carolina, who, you know, we beat their ass twice this year, and then
they go and beat Minnesota.
They go and beat Minnesota,
who beat us.
Who beat us, right? I mean, you know, look, that's the NFL. It just home field advantage means so much.
It and really getting the bye week in particular, because you get that extra week of rest. To
right.
Guys, and especially after all the injuries we incurred last week. I mean, fuck, Klein. At least Lattimore came back to play, but, like, Klein got hurt. Fucking Pete didn't play. Kelemente got hurt. It was just guys going down left and right. So you need – I mean, that's why I'm kind of glad – I mean – Thursday night sucks, but at least we're going to have 10 days until the next game.
Yeah, it's almost like a half bye week.
It's the best we can get at this point of the season.
All right, next tweet says, it's from Sylvan Blondell, how to defend the Jets. Just put Lattimore on Skinny Anderson. He's the only one making plays so big and interception potential.
Well, especially now that McCown got hurt, he broke his hand. So we're going to get Bryce Petty. I mean, look, this. I mean, look, the Saints are favored by 15. Maybe it must have gone up to 16. I mean, the Jets got walloped by a Broncos team that had lost 8 in a row.
I know. And did they ever score?
The Jets?
The Jets. Because last I looked at that game, they
got shut out 23-0.
Okay. Right, got shut out 23-0 to a team that had lost 8 in a row. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. and they lost their quarterback because the Jets were a little frisky with McCown in there.
Now,
I mean, with Bryce Petty, this is a 15-point spread. We're clearly the better team. We clearly should win.
Yeah.
Hopefully, there's no tomfoolery
by the NFL officiating crew.
Glad yeah, I mean, I hate.
Speaking of, I'll read the last tweet from Greenbaum. I don't think any amount of time can pass to level my head about this game. It was, from start to finish, a screw job. The NFL wanted a showdown on Christmas Eve, so they decided to screw us. And yes, I truly believe that.
Well,
conspiracy theorists.
I mean, if you go in full conspiracy theory, yeah. Like, you know, like the
See, but the I think says, Greenbaum's giving them too much credit even to say, like, if I'm going to go full conspiracy theory, I don't even think it's about setting up the Christmas Eve game. I think it's about, it's some sinister plot against the Saints, or to your point, it's a helping Arthur Blank, or maybe it is about setting up the playoff. Yeah, the last 3 weeks of the NFL to create as much of a dramatic conclusion to the league season, the 2017 season, for the playoff race. So yeah, maybe. All right, so I'm full circle. Yeah, Scott, it's about Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Classic, yeah.
I drove around the neighborhood a few times.
Yeah, got caught in a little snowstorm.
All right, that's all your tweets. Let's move into pick'ems.
Well, wait a second. I think there are some NFL reach around.
There is some reach around.
Okay, well, all right. We'll add in a little squirt of NFL reach around. Happens when you get the reach around. Squirt.
Get a little squirt?
Yep.
Sometimes it's a big squirt. Man.
All right. So, yeah, Jason, you kind of referenced it earlier about Cerullo getting hired into the NFL league office.
Which is just, it's
interesting.
It is, and I guess I'm not surprised because the NFL's run so incompetently and they don't seem to give a shit because the revenue keeps going up, so I don't give a fuck. But right, a guy who was proven to be a liar. Peyton had to hire security because he was worried about his family over Cerullo. And this is the guy, the NFL's just going to hire this guy? I mean, get the fuck out of here.
You think they intentionally waited this long to think that people wouldn't notice? It was all one big...
Yes. Plot. Yes, it's a fucking payoff for him, you know.
Being the guy.
Right. That, again, I mean, we're not, God knows we're not going to go with a fucking... bullshit that
right,
was
the Bounty violent. Gate. If you want to read Reed's book of Bread and Circuses, you'll see everything you right. need to know is right. in there.
And it, you know, it's just funny, but a lot of people have you know, come around to our way of thinking after, you know, after all the rigmarole has died down, and it's you know, it just, I mean, how can you hire this fucking guy? His evidence was a handwritten piece of paper.
Yeah, he was proven to be a liar, and yet they hired
him. Gonna
be guy.
What's his position? He's in charge now of
he's not in charge of shit.
He's not in charge of anything. But he's an NFL employee.
Right.
I mean,
an NFL employee.
How is he a qualified employee for any job like that? Like, what makes you look at his resume and said, yep, we're going to hire, yep, you're good, we're going to hire you?
I think you know the answer to that.
Oh. It's just more, it's more fuel to the fire, and I like how, you know, Peyton brought it up on Twitter. You know, like, man, this is kind of disappointing. This is weird. And then, of course, the NFL spokesman comes back and shoots him. He's entitled to his opinion and whatnot. But it's just I do kind of like that Peyton's kind of picking at it and didn't just let it go.
Peyton's fired up.
He's fired up.
He was fired up at that game. He's knocking referees down.
And I like that, too, because not that we needed a reason to be even more behind this team, but now that you had Thursday's game, you had the whole referee deal, you had Cerullo being hired, so the fans were fired up to begin with, and now we're even more fired up, and now, you know, I'm sure he told everything to the play. Like, the players are going to be fired up. It's a great motivating tactic.
No, it is. It's and you know, I mean, Peyton said it, and we've quoted it many times. He's saying, you know, you need a, you need to, if you don't have an issue, you need to manufacture one. That's what, Parcells always told him. So, man, yeah, this team should be focused and, an us against the world mentality for the remainder of games that we play. So you're right. It's let's use this bullshit to our advantage.
I know that's the way I fucking feel about it. Like, yeah. I'm fired. I didn't think I could be any more fired up for this season, but I am fired the fuck up. I'm ready to just destroy everything.
Man, like I said, I mean, that Atlanta game in 2 weeks, that's going to be, I can't wait.
Thank God they didn't shift it out of the noon slot.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
The noon game, yeah.
No doubt. Oh, yeah. What a pain in the ass they are.
I am going to be so... Oh, God, I'm going to be fucking jacked.
I'm going to be so drunk.
And you know what? The crowd, even though it's fucking Christmas Eve, I think the crowd is going to be real fired up for that game. Oh, man.
I knew that would spike your little tone up there, you crazy bastard.
How about this Falcons player guy, former Falcons player who was put on as a referee.
Man.
They're probably, in all honesty.
But did he make any critical calls? I mean,
well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. But it's not necessarily
a line.
Use the game. It goes back to how the NFL. It's about the NFL and how a couple years ago, apparently, a referee who was a former player was removed from the schedule of a game. Because he was scheduled to referee the game
of his former team.
Former team, so you can't. It's conflict of interest. You're not going to try. You're going to do everything to avoid letting that happen. This guy wasn't on the original schedule and somehow got moved to and assigned to this game.
Yeah, but again, I mean that just happenstance. I don't know.
It doesn't mean there's real bias. It just creates the appearance of this guy looks a little weird.
So again, it wasn't it wasn't the referee's fault. It wasn't anybody's fault.
And then picture. I'm sorry to cut you. This picture of
them holding hands. This player, with Matt Ryan. Oh, well, there is that picture too.
Yeah, but were they holding hands or were they? Or
oh, they were holding hands, Hootie and the Blowfish style.
Oh, you know who the guy is? Do you remember Lattimore's interception that would have gone for a touchdown had the referee? Not gotten in his way.
Oh yeah. No,
that's the guy.
That was him.
Oh. Yeah, I'm reading making matters worse. This is Brian Hirsis, who writes really well. I like reading his stuff. He's making matters worse on the Lattimore.
Brian, I think his name is Barry.
Barry.
Classic. Yeah.
Sorry, I gotta fix that. All right, so this is Barry Hirsis, who writes really well. I like reading his stuff. His name.
Oh, Brian.
What was it, Samsonite? Swanson? All right, anyway, it says, making matters worse, on the Lattimore interception of the Falcon of Matt Ryan the first half, McKinley, that's the referee's name, appears to blatantly position himself in front of Lattimore, thus forcing him to slow down, where he was eventually tackled from behind by Julio Jones. And it's true. Like the screenshot is, I mean, the guy is running in order to be in front of Lattimore. Like, I know you, that was a touchdown waiting to happen.
I mean, I think there was also a block that may have been missed, but I remember seeing the replay and seeing all of a sudden the ref just, whoop, just cut across. I'm like, what are you doing? I don't know. Again, it's just fuck everybody. At this point, fuck everybody. That is my attitude going forward. I'm so behind this fucking team, and I just, God, just destroy everybody. I would, fuck them all.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough loss, like you said, one filled with anger because of all the bullshit. But hey,
with all the NFL bullshit, I mean, I'm sure y'all saw what happened in the Seattle game. It comes out, nobody's getting fucking suspended. Michael Bennett for Seattle tried to ruin the center's knees on a kneel down, and then even after that, continued to try to roll on his knees and tear his ACL.
Right.
And he's not gonna get suspended, but our coach would be suspended for nothing.
They're investigating Sean Payton running out onto the field. And yeah, look, he did look like he was about to beat the fuck out of the referee.
Oh no,
he tried to call for a timeout, they didn't give it to him.
Oh that but well they would have to be, you know, fair and balanced in order to do that. They were right. How do you not know that the Saints are going to call a timeout in this situation and be looking for it and ready for it?
Right. At that point in the game, right, we could have got the ball back and with time.
I mean, it was only 20-some seconds, but still.
I mean, I've seen weirder things happen. I've watched Cleveland beat us.
Yeah. Yeah, Cleveland beat themselves when they should have beat themselves.
They're so funny. I love Cleveland. Oh. Classic Jeff.
Okay. The Cleveland Browns. Classic Jeff.
Why? What?
I can't wait. I want to make this a hashtag, people. Hashtag classic Jeff. Classic. Anytime you see something, I'll let y'all choose. Anyway. But anyway, so
what else you
let's
had
talk
the
about the Eagles.
Ooh, yeah.
Carson Wentz going down.
Yeah, I mean,
they're done.
They're done. Their last three games are against the Giants, somebody, and the Cowboys.
Yeah. The Bengals, is it?
So I mean, they'll still make the playoffs. They'll probably still get a bye.
Well, fuck, with that win Sunday, they clinched the
Division.
The East, right. So they're in the playoffs no matter what, you know.
Yeah.
If it'll hurt seeding, I don't know. You know, maybe Minnesota can catch them if they lose two out of three. Look, you have I don't know. I'm curious to see how they finish the season. Foles isn't the worst quarterback in the NFL.
He's no Blaine Gabbert.
Right. So, you know.
I mean, decent, but it's clearly not Wentz. I mean, Wentz
he's
was,
not,
Wentz
Wentz
was
is having
MVP
a hell
candidate.
Yeah. Yeah, Wentz is having a hell of a year.
Yeah.
So they're going to definitely be drop-offs. If they lose in the first round of the playoffs, would not surprise me, you know. But if they're able to beat, you know, the Giants, yeah, well, you know. Alabama can be the Giants. And the Cowboys will have Ezekiel Elliott back. They might be playing for something. But it's a hated division rival. They should be up just to stick it up Philly's ass, you know, just to So I could definitely see him losing.
They'll probably lose. And look, that just means like the NFC is wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Your top three seeds, their quarterbacks are going to be Nick Foles, Case Keenum, and then Jared Goff with the Rams.
Right.
I mean, as of right now. So I mean, none of those quarterbacks scare you. None of them have playoff experience. It's wide
ripe.
Open.
It's ripe for the Saints to do the three, you know, if they have to play the wild card game, they can get through it.
Yeah.
Because that defense and running game is going to help you on those road games.
It should. And look, the one thing, if, you know, the playoffs started now, we would play Carolina again. It's just tough beating a team. It's tough beating a team twice in a year. It just is, you know?
Yeah, and then, right, and then to have to beat them three times, like, even though we're the better team and we're a good matchup for them,
right,
it's hard to beat a team three times.
It's hard, yeah.
Play Carolina if I had the choice.
But we're going to have, but, right, unless we move up in seeding, we're going to have to.
But look at it, if the playoffs were this week, the interesting thing is that the wild card weekend would be the NFC West minus San Francisco. Remember, it was the Saints, Rams, Falcons, and Panthers.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, our defense has played, you know, is built, playing good enough to travel, but Klein's hurt. Hendrickson is going to be out for a few weeks. So where do, you know, I guess Muhammad's going to be active now with Hendrickson out.
Yeah, you have to.
You know, that's kind of a big loss. But at least, I mean, look, you got the Jets and the Bucks. Should, you know, those are winnable games. At least get to 11 wins. And just got beat.
You know. Well, you have to beat Atlanta or Atlanta takes the division, unless they drop another game.
Well, they do have to play Carolina still.
Right. So,
Carolina needs to lose because of
Carolina plays Tampa Bay, somebody in Atlanta. So if Atlanta, my God, if Atlanta sweeps us, that Carolina and Atlanta game would more than likely be for the South.
Ugh.
And possibly for the South and a playoff and knock us out.
Yeah. All right, y'all ready for pick 'ems now?
Sure.
It's
time to play the game. Time to play the game! It's all about the game. And how you play it,
all about control.
And if you can take it,
all about your debt.
And if you can pay it,
it's all about pain.
And who's gonna make it?
All right. So, when we recorded last week, it wasn't final from the week. So, for 2 weeks ago, we were still waiting on the Seattle-Philly game, which Seattle won. So, I went 4-1. Jeff and Damon went 3-2. Dan also went 3-2. And then this past week, Damon won the week with 4-1. Courtney also went 4-1. And Jeff, you and I went 2-3.
Yeah.
So coming into this week, Jeff still leads the three of us. He's at 37-30.
How did you go 2-3?
I won Carolina and the Rams, and I lost. Oh, wait, no, I didn't lose. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Shit. All right, never mind. I fucked that up.
Yeah.
Damn, I went 1-3.
Classic Jeff.
Classic Jeff.
Even when it's not me, it's me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it.
I was on a streak of putt fucking up, too. That's what sucks.
No, that one, fucking up pick-ems, that's classic, jeez.
That is classic, jeez.
You can't give me that, right? Yeah. You can't make
that possible. No, that's classic, jeez.
All right, so Jeff leads the three of us at 38-29. I am at 33-34, and Damon is at 29-38. Yeah, because
you have me at 37-30, right?
38-29, because you went 3-2 last week, not 2-3, because I fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. God, I was on such a streak too. God damn it. So yeah, so you're beating me by five games, and then I'm ahead of Damon by four games. You got a pretty commanding lead heading into the stretch.
Yeah.
How about that Indy Buffalo game with that snow? That was insane, huh?
I wish I could have watched it.
Yeah, me too.
Although, I don't know. With no Saints playing, I really wasn't... care about watching football. I mean, I put the games on at some point, but I wasn't really...
But I wasn't... Same thing. But I wasn't paying that much attention. You're right. I did have them on.
Like I was telling Jeff, I watched Star Wars all weekend.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. In the larger league, I am holding on. Whew. Let's see. It's a five-game lead over Vincent Burke, Jimbo home team Rance. Jason, you are really close. I'm only five games ahead of you as well, Jason, right? Fit, CJG, Life of Ty. All of those guys are five games behind me. Then you got Doug, Miso Mad, Wheels, Ed Hunt, Triple D, Neil, Scott Waters, Scott Greenbaum, Damon, Chris McGuire, Davis Douglas, Hungry Hudat, Near, EJ, Pasternak, Gerald Booty, Ryan Angier, Emmanuel, Preston Allen, Random Thoughts, and Dr. Hudat. Everybody else, I've quit reading your names because you've missed too many weeks.
Because you suck.
You have become irrelevant. But keep sending those picks in. I mean, I will say, pretty much anybody who is, like, at least in the top half, if not more, you know, top three-fourths, still has a chance to win. I mean, it is possible to catch us.
I could go 0-5 for three straight weeks. Damon's done it.
We all know Jeff's going to pull a Falcons at some point collapse.
No doubt.
We're just waiting for it.
Not if I have help right. from the league.
All right, what are the games?
On to this week's slate of games. So this week we actually have two Saturday games. I've only picked one for Pick'ems. Yeah, so we've got a Saturday game at 3:30 and a Saturday game at 7:25. So I'm going to go for the late game. Saturday night, a battle for the AFC West lead. The Los Angeles Chargers resurging all of a sudden. After blowing a bunch of games early, they've now won a bunch of games in a row, destroyed Washington last week. Travel to Kansas City to play the Chiefs, who finally snapped out of their funk and won a game this past week. Kareem Hunt scored his first touchdown since week three. This game is at Arrowhead at night. Should be pretty festive. And the Chiefs, somehow, are only favored by one.
Somehow?
Yeah, they're a dumpster fire. Give me the Chargers.
Chargers are getting one, right?
Yeah, they're getting one.
Yes, I'll take the Chargers. Yeah, that's an easy.
Chiefs lost. They did win this week, though, like Jason said.
They did, but they had lost a lot prior to that.
Who'd you say they beat this week, and by how much?
The Chiefs beat the Raiders pretty handily.
Oh, that's why.
But, I mean, it was the Raiders. 26-15 yeah. was the Raiders.
Yeah. So, yeah, division game, Chiefs at home, Chargers on the surge. I'm going to go with the Chargers, too.
Damn it. I was hoping you'd have taken the Chiefs. It's almost getting to the point in the season where I'm, like, trying to go opposite.
Right.
I didn't want to have to do it.
All right, just hurry up, okay?
Right, I'm gonna go with the Chiefs.
No, Damon, all right, our next game. The show lasts forever until that text came through, so Linda must want to talk to him.
Our next game, battle for the NFC West, the Rams.
Ah.
Coming off that loss against Philly. Travel to Seattle to play a Seahawks team that just lost in Jacksonville. Of course, when we can't trust Jacksonville and then whatever. No. But Seattle, shit got weird at the end of the game. But Seattle's a bunch of pussies. They're sore losers. This game is in Seattle. They're only favored by a point.
Seattle lost this weekend, though, didn't they?
They did.
They did traveling. I will take the Seahawks.
I think I'm going to take the Rams on this one.
Excellent.
Yeah, they lost this week to, but they shouldn't have, right?
No. I mean, it was a close game to Philly. I mean, it's 43-35. It was a shootout.
Yeah. So it's not like the Rams are on the slide or anything, and Seattle's just average at best.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
All right.
Trying to catch up with Jeff. All right, our next game. Big, big game between the two AFC powerhouses. New England Patriots at the Pittsburgh Steelers. New England playing tonight. Pittsburgh coming off a crazy win last night against Baltimore.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger threw for 500 yards last night. This game is in Pittsburgh, and the Steelers are getting 2.5 at home.
Ooh.
I'll go first this time. Give me the Steelers.
Give me the Patriots.
And
right. Oh, come I'm on. This isn't Rocket Science.
Fuck Jason over.
You know who these teams are.
I know, but whether or not I want to fuck Jason over and just go with him. I mean, they beat Baltimore by 1 point. So
I don't care. Do what you got to do. I don't give a shit.
You're scared. Say you're scared.
Yeah.
God. All right. I'm going to take Pittsburgh just because they're home and they're getting points.
All right, so the rest of the games were kind of crappy, so I just went with an intriguing game. The Tennessee Titans, sitting at 8-5, you know, in the wild card spot, although they lost the Cardinals this week, travel to San Francisco, play the 49ers with handsome Jimmy G, who went on the road and beat the Texans 26-16 this week.
He's 2-0, right? Or was it his first win?
It's 2 in a row.
It's two in a row. Yeah,
this one game is in San Francisco. That's a winning streak. It has happened before.
And the 49ers are getting 2 at home.
Yeah, I'm going to go first on this one. I'm going to take Tennessee. They're, like you said, they're fighting to hold on to that playoff spot. They're not going to go in there and lose to fucking San Francisco.
I'm taking San Francisco because they are going to go in there and lose to fucking San Francisco.
I'll take Tennessee.
All right.
And now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go. of shit car.
There wasn't quite a true shitty game, but these two teams, I feel, are not great, even though their record would say otherwise. The Arizona Cardinals. sitting there at 6-7, but they still got Blaine Gabbert quarterback in them. Travel to Washington to play a Redskins team that has quit. I mean, they lost to the Chargers 13-30. The stadium is going to be empty. The Washington fans are done. The team's done. The players are mentioning they're not practicing great, like nobody came to win. Somehow, the Redskins are favored by 4.5.
What?
Are you kidding me?
No, this is the shitty game of the week, and yet wow. I am not shitting you.
Wow.
They're giving Arizona 4.5 points.
That they are.
I will take 4.5. Give me Arizona.
Yeah, I'll take the 4.5 with Arizona also.
Make it a three-way.
Arizona three-way.
Arizona as well.
Okay, that brings us to Saints preview.
What up, New Orleans? This fall a diehard Saints fans, you heard me? They want to be a good for their team, but I don't do that. Baby, I'm a Saints fan, that's why I say who that. And if you a true who that, I need you to make some noise, you heard me?
Who that said they gon' beat them Saints?
I said if you a true who that, I need you to make some noise, you heard me?
Who that said they gon' beat them Saints?
Let's go, bring them to the dome, we gon' chew them up and spit them out.
We'll do a quick preview in the interest of time. Saints hosting the New York Jets.
Jeff's going to be at this game.
That's right. Thanks for stopping by.
Second game of the year?
Yeah.
And you're going to be sitting right behind us.
That's what I'm told.
Well, I say us, not Damon. You're going to be sitting right behind
me.
You're going to be sitting in the best section of the dome.
Yeah, we wouldn't let Jeff in our section.
Yeah, it's going to be a blowout from what I hear, right? We're going to take a little bit of our anger issues from the previous week out on the Jets.
Well, you know,
they've got Bryce Petty.
Right. I mean, my goodness. At home, yeah, this game could be a blowout. Like we said earlier, a Jets team that scored 0 points against a Broncos team that lost 8 in a row. The Saints definitely get back on their winning wave in the dome, crowd fired up, a couple of days after Star Wars, you know, opened, so that's going to be huge.
Yeah, we are going to be jacked. Although, shit, I might be hungover. I got my company Christmas party Saturday night. But that's okay. They don't need me to be drunk this game. It's going to be the Falcon. I don't need to worry about it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's not really much to say. Luckily, again, we've had 10 days off between the games. I think Kamara gets back. Any player that's tweaked, I think we can comfortable resting them against the Jets.
I mean, because we're clearly going to be missing Klein. We're going to be missing Hendrickson. I'm assuming that Pete's going to be back to play.
Right.
So we might have the offensive line at full strength. It's going to be the case of, you know, this is going to be a game where, you know what, pound Ingram. Grind down the clock. And just let the defense rest, keep the offense on the field, sustain drives. I mean, the Jets have nothing to play for. If anything, the Jets need to tank for their draft position. The Saints are in a good spot to have a nice controlling win.
Right, controlling win, like I said, hopefully get healthy for the more important game the following week.
Yeah, because we should have a full... I mean, now, Vaccaro left the game too, so I would assume they'll probably rest him and just go with Bell. That was another funny thing with the game that we didn't talk about. The fact that there was a waiting line for the fucking injury tent at some point Thursday. Somebody, like Kelemente got hurt, he went to the tent. No, he had to wait in line because the tent was already full with somebody else. Which just goes back to the bullshit of Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, well, we can't do nothing about that.
So we'll probably
Klein
be without Klein,
yeah.
without Hendrickson, without Vaccaro. More than likely.
Vaccaro, he's questionable right now, so he still might play. It's just a groin.
He might, but I mean, you hate to overlook an opponent and sit a guy, but it seems like we should probably sit Vaccaro. You know, the next two games are a lot more important than this game. And God, I mean, we have to fucking beat the Jets.
Yeah, I'm very confident about this game. So I don't. There ain't really much to talk about.
It's pretty simple. Score.
That we haven't said.
Yeah, score predictions. I mean,
I'm gonna go 30-10.
I'll go 42-7.
Ooh. Come on, Jeff. Do a shout out. Do a shout out.
I am. I'm gonna do 38-0.
Wow.
Fuck it.
That'd be a big one.
I mean, the Denver Broncos shut him out. We have the best defense in the NFL. If Lattimore plays, 38-0. If Lattimore does not play, 38-35. No, I'll give him at least maybe a touchdown and a field goal if Lattimore don't play. Realistically, I do. I don't know about the shutout, but I do think that they will not score a touchdown. They may kick field goals, but they ain't scoring no touchdowns. All right, and with that, that is all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on your podcast app, there is the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Dadgum.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Thursday night, donkeys.
Good night, Hootat Nation.